Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. And today I'm speaking with Kamal Nath. He's the CEO of SIFI Technologies Limited. The stock symbol is SIFY. That's the ADR which trades on NASDAQ. And SIFI is based in India. Kamal, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. Nice talking to you. Yeah.
So, SIFI just reported another strong quarter. You had revenues, I'm going to use the dollar kind of translation here. Revenues, it looks like about 68 million US revenue, and that's up about 14% over last year, with a net profit of, it looks like, around 3.5 million. What can you tell us about, the SIFI's business model and what's driving the company's growth?
Yeah, Jack. So, SIFI is an integrated ICT solutions and services provider in India. Taking advantage of the assets and services which has got built around its predominantly two assets. One is the data center and cloud as assets, and our telecom network as another asset. So. Most of our growth in the last 5 years has been predominantly has come from both the towers, which is data center centric IT services, as well as from the telecom centric services. As we see in the market now, the growth in the data center centric IT services is more, which is driven by the digital transformation driven cloud need, Similarly, the telecom segment is also seeing growth because of the increased adoption of cloud. So these are the two prime drivers, for our growth in the last few quarters.
Now, who are some of your customers? Are they domestic customers for the cloud services and the data centers?
Yeah, most of our customers in the data center and cloud service providers are Indian customers, but of course we have very large global customers, who are predominantly cloud service providers themselves, OTT players, some software companies who are also hosted with us in our data centers. Apart from that, for the Indian customers are concerned, the largest bank, at least 6 to 7 large insurance companies in India, a whole lot of manufacturing companies, retail companies, e-commerce companies, they are data center and cloud customers as well.
And your footprint in India is a national footprint. You're all over the country, is that right?
Yeah, we are a national player. In fact, we have got a very large network spread across the country. And we have also got a data center network which is spread across Mumbai, Bangalore, Chennai, and Noida, these four cities.
Okay.
As of now.
And you also, so you have basically two aspects of the business. You have the cloud services, and then you have also the connectivity service. So which, can you kind of give us kind of the tell us about the growth opportunities in both?
Yeah. So let me give you a perspective, And 6 years back, our revenue from the telecom business or the network business used to be little above 80% of our total revenue. And 20% used to come from data center-centric IT services. So over the last 5 years, we have grown at a CAGR of almost 19% in revenue. And our data center centric IT services business grew at a faster rate than the telecom business, although both the businesses have grown together. So as we speak, our last year, last financial year is 17-18, our data centric IT services is 52% of our revenue, and telecom centric services is 48% of our revenue. So that is the mix now. So yes, going forward, we see more growth around the data center-centric IT services, which consists of cloud services, managed services, security services for cloud, cloud migration services, and of course, the data center hosting services as well.
Who are some of your competitors? Like, what's the competitive landscape like, and how does your company differentiate?
Well, we have got a variety of competition landscape. If I really look at from a data center hosting perspective, we have competition from Entity, from STT, ControlS, NextGen, ESDS kind of companies. From a cloud service provider perspective, from the cloud business perspective, we have got competition from this. I mean, from a similar group of companies, which you have just mentioned. If I consider AWS and Azure, I won't say that they are our competition because they are also our partners. We also have competition in the form of in the area of IT services from the top IT services companies of India like Wipro, HCL, TCS, Cognizant. We compete with them also. And IBM. On the network front, again, we have got a different set of competition, which are the Airtel, the Tata Communications, predominantly these two companies.
Okay, and how big right now? You're roughly $300 million in revenues. Actually, Kamal, can you give us maybe like a quick snapshot in case some of our audiences may not be familiar with the company's history? Just kind of give us a quick overview of the company's story.
Right. So, see, when we got founded, back in 1995, SIFI was a consumer-facing internet services provider. In fact, we were the first private internet service provider in the country. And over the years, we have transformed ourselves from a consumer-facing internet service provider to an enterprise-facing network and data center hosting services provider. So that was when the first transformation of SIFI happened from a consumer-facing organization to 100% enterprise-facing organization. So from 2012, when I joined this company as a CEO, what I was driving was a transformation once more from an enterprise-facing network and data center services company to an integrated ICT services company. So that was from 2012 to 2017. So this year onwards, we are undergoing our next transformation, which is transformation as a cloud transformation partner for our clients. And I foresee our journey in the next 2 to 3 years again to kind of to take a shape of a digital transformation company. And all of us know that the trend here is digital today in India. A lot of transformation in the customer. And the customer end are also happening on the digital transformation space. So we are playing a very significant role in that, more from a platform perspective now. But we expect to be, we expect to be probably in the higher value chain going forward in the next 2 to 3 years, around the digital transformation space.
So, what's your vision for the company over the next 2 to 3 years? I mean, what exactly will SIFI look like? And maybe if you can give us some projections of what the financial picture will look like in terms of revenues.
Right. You see, we have grown, CAGR of 20% or 19 to 20% in the last 5 years. So we expect that we should be maintaining this growth. Now, the major part of the growth should come from our data center-centric IT business, which is triggered by cloud adoption by our clients. So this will grow, and along with that, I expect our network services business also to grow, because although in a little different shape and form, which is triggered by cloud itself and through adoption of software-defined network and the network interconnecting data centers, network connecting to various public cloud service providers. So the growth will in the telecom space will also get triggered by cloud itself. So I expect both the businesses to grow hand in hand, but obviously, if I have to make a kind of projection, I expect our from an absolute perspective, our data center-centric IT services to grow faster than the telecom-centric services business.
What do you see as some of the key challenges in the next few years for your company?
So I think, when a company undergoes, so many transformation, every 3 to 4 years, I think, when we intend to, transform from a cloud transformation partner to a really, really a digital transformation partner, we have to develop a lot of digital services capabilities within the company. So this is where we are, currently investing. Small investments are happening around the space, around the building digital services over and above the cloud platform. But there are also specialized players in this area, and those players, because of their application background, and they are not exactly in the infrastructure space. So I expect to face a different kind of competition in the next 2 to 3 years. And but the positive side is that I'm sure with our, growth in the customer base, which we are expecting because of our cloud positioning, we'll be in a good position with respect to our customer engagement. And if you're able to build our digital services bit by bit in the next 2 to 3 years, we expect to do more with our existing clients. So what is a challenging situation for us can actually be an opportunity for us, depending on the way how we really build our digital services.
Do you see any potential merger and acquisition activity in the future?
No.
Yes, I was asking, do you, how what role does M&A play in your growth strategy, and do you see any potential acquisitions in the future?
So, Jack, I won't be able to exactly comment on this now, but I won't rule out a similar situation, in the digital services, that particular area.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the financial picture. Now, the company, it does you do have a dividend right now. I think you've had one for the last 5 years. Is that right?
Right, last 5 years.
Okay, and what's how what role does that dividend play in sort of your the company's strategy for growing shareholder value? Do you see like a continued dividend payouts increases? What does the future hold in terms of that dividend?
Yeah, our intention, is to be more valuable, to add more value to the shareholders. And I expect this trend to continue.
Okay, and what does the financial picture look like right now, the company?
In terms of what parameter, Jack?
Just in terms of the just the sales earnings balance sheet right now.
Okay, so I don't know whether you have followed our last quarterly results. We are at around 5% of profit after tax. So we are investing heavily, we're doing a lot of investments in India on the data center and cloud space. So most of our earnings, are being plowed back in investment for growth. But as we build our services portfolio, which has to scale up, and I see a big potential in that area, we expect our margins to go up, significantly. So that's the area where all of us are working to increase our traction in the services space, which will more. More margin, vis-a-vis the pure play infrastructure space.
Okay. So in your opinion, what are the key value drivers that investors should take into account, when considering your stock?
So the key value drivers is actually our relevance to our customers. Because I think the kind of investments which we have done in our infrastructure and services as well, we are becoming more and more relevant to our customers. The traditional customer base, which was earlier contracting with the traditional IT service providers like IBM, HP, from a global service provider perspective, and from an Indian service provider perspective, the top five Indian IT services companies, I'm seeing an increasing trend where the same set of customers have started contracting, signing multi-year contracts with us. And these are all driven by adoption of cloud. So more and more, cloud gets adopted. The customers are going to see more value in SIFI because we are fundamentally a service provider. And the market has shifted, very fast, in the last, 18 months from a so-called system integration model or a typical outsourcing model to a cloud services model. So the more and more cloud gets adopted, our growth and profitability as well are expected to increase, which is expected to, add more margins to our bottom line, as well as, add more value to our shareholders.
Okay. Now, it looks like, the stock right now is trading at roughly $1.20. Looks like you have a yield. Looks like the yield is almost 14.5%. So it seems like the stock is, relatively undervalued. It would appear that way, at least, based on the company's growth. So what is it that you think that maybe investors, the investment community is missing? Like, what is it that they may not understand about the story, which they could focus on, which, they'd be able to take a look at the company in a new light and give the stock some more upside?
Yeah, I think, 80% of our business is generated from Indian customers. So I would definitely ask our investors to really look at what is happening in India and what we are doing in India. The balance 20% of the businesses which come from our global customers, even within that, almost 50%, 15% of those 20% get consumed by services which get delivered from India. So I would urge our investors to really look at what is happening in India, how relevant we are, how we have really grown in the past 5 to 6 years, and in the coming days we are expected to announce some very good news which are very transformational in nature, and if they see the trend, if they follow the trend in the Indian market particularly, and then sees SIFI's positioning with respect to that and follow the kind of contracts which you're signing, I really don't understand why it should be undervalued. So that's my take on this.
Okay. Well, Kamal, thank you. Is there anything else that you wanted to cover that we didn't have a chance to discuss in the interview?
No, I think fairly, we have covered, most of the things, our growth drivers, why there is a huge potential with SIFI in the coming days. And I've tried to give a perspective of how we have, transformed twice, at least in the last, 8-10 years. And what is going to be our, focus on the growth drivers in the coming 2 to 3 years.
Okay. Well, on that note, Kamal, I want to thank you and we look forward to following SIFI in the quarters ahead.
Thank you, Jack. Thanks for your time.